Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you praise
praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Father, here, that you never, Lord, never, according to your word, leave us nor forsake us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for angelic hosts, Heavenly Father, that encamp round about us each and every moment of the day, keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy. We, Lord God, thank you that we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, that the Lord is our shepherd and that we shall not want for any good thing. We thank you, Lord, that your word goes forth mightily and it promises not to return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed. We thank you, Lord, for every person, every man, every woman, every family, Lord God, that is represented tonight. And we ask, Lord God, for your blessings just to rain down on them. Lord God, we ask also that you, Father God, meet them at their point of need, because your word indeed tells us that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And for that, Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And now, Lord, we ask that you just allow your word to go forth. Use us mightily. Open the hearts and minds of those that have an ear to hear and to listen. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jasper.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. Thank you that for that, Pastor Constance. Right here. Thank God for that. We thank God for your word on today. Pray that all is well with everyone. Share the word on tonight. Amen. To give God the praise, glory, and honor for his strength, for his comfort, for his joy in our life. We thank God for his spirit. We thank God for his power. Amen. I'd like to share the world tonight, the word of God. If I use for a subject, a title tonight, it would be A Good God for Bad Times. Title is A Good God for Bad Times. Amen?
Amen.
Give all the glory to God on tonight. Amen?
Amen.
We give it into the word of God. The times in which we are now live challenge the way, the very core of our existence. There is not a single structure of a temporary civilization that had escaped the crucial test of time. Amen?
Amen.
Test of our daily challenge for a changing world. And so throughout the world, you get changed and get challenged throughout the world. But that doesn't change the word of God. The word of God stands through the test of time and back around again. So nothing changed the word of God. And there's no failure in God. But the central theme of Psalm 46, we're going to look at tonight, Psalm 46 in the Old Testament, is God remaining as our source of strength, even in bad times. Amen?
Oh, yes.
He's our source of strength, even in bad times. But that doesn't change the word of God, because God said, I change not. Amen? I change not. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're going to dig in tonight some of the things pertaining to the world tonight. A good God for bad times is a subject, a title for tonight. And I want you to be encouraged. We want you to be strengthened. We want you to have some rhythm, some understanding of what God is sharing in his word on today. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to be basically four points of power on today. Now let's begin. Something to know. We're going to go on Psalm 46. I'm reading from the King James Version. Amen?
Amen.
Something to know. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge. Who knows this better than David? David said, Lord, my shepherd. David, man after God's own heart. Amen. A friend of God. God is our refuge and strength. Amen. A very present help in trouble. Amen. And sometimes there'll be certain things in life that cause trouble to to come out right sometime, amen. So everything not like roses sometimes, amen. But sometimes there's certain circumstances in our life that call different challenges on our journey in life, then we have to reach out and ask God for guidance, God for strength on this life journey to strengthen us where we are weak at. Even Jesus just saw from time to time, he had to go up to a mountain to pray sometime and get with God. God had to strengthen for the journey and for the way he called and commanded him to do. Same thing with the saints of God, same thing with people of God, same thing with the born again believer of God. We need he's our source of strength. He's our refuge, he's our shield, he's our buckler. He's very present in the time of need.
Amen.
Something to know is something that even in all these things that happen in our daily lives and daily circumstance, all these things happen, and God is there still. No matter what you're going through, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. There's a guarantee of his word in our life for the believer, a born-again believer. Is God said, I will be there through the thick and thin. I will be there in your late, your midnight hour. I will be there when you're going through different things in your marriage, in your business, individually, with your children, with your grandchildren, with your help, with your strength. Whatever happens in your life, God lets you know that I will be there with you thick and thin, to the end and back again. God said his word to comfort our hearts in time of need. Amen. He has present in our time of need, time of trouble. Amen. So God is our strength. God is able to keep us in our comfort. Amen. God is able to keep us, to strengthen us. God is able to save us. Amen. From where we're going through, he's done that to Israel time and time again. The Old Testament and all through the New Testament, he saved Israel. They sinned and sinned against God. God has prayed for judgment against the children of Israel. Amen. Time and time again, he said, a deliverer to save them out of their sin. And God said, a deliverer to save us from our sin, because sin for us through Jesus Christ, when he did for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He became sin for us and knew no sin, that we may have life in through him. Amen. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So God is our helper in a time of need. He's our strength in a time of need. And when we're going through different things, different difficulties in life, God is right there, be side by side with us. Amen. He comes to us, he strengthens us, and he provides for us at all times. Amen.
Amen.
There's a mighty God we serve on this hour. Amen. A good God for bad times. PowerPoint number two. Something to believe in. Something to believe. Everyone has different type of belief in their heart. You don't believe the same. Amen. Some got different level of belief in their heart, in their mind, and their spirit. But they still have faith in what you believe in. The faith in God has to grow to increase. So that faith is very important. Amen. It just takes a grain of mustard seed to have faith in God, what he stands for. And God, in his word, he said he never leave us nor forsake us. Even personal circumstance never exceeds God's power and faithfulness. Personal circumstances in life never exceeds God's power and faithfulness toward us. For God is always faithful, amen. He compassionately knew every morning, according to his word. And so thank God for his mercy and thank God for his grace, amen. For grace will bring us thus far, and grace will keep us even from time to time, from day to day. It's the grace of God, the favor of God in our life, amen. So we understand that God's faithfulness, and we understand God's mercy upon our life, upon us as a people. And sometimes we sin, we have an advocate, and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, we ask God to forgive us for our sin, to confess it, and God will restore us back to our rightful place in Christ, amen. But remember the specific how God has provided for us in the past, fostered the courage for the future in our life. Let me say it again. Remembering the specifics of how God provided for us in the past fosters courage for the future in our life. Amen?
Amen.
It keeps us strong. It keeps us to believe in him. It keeps us to strengthen us when we are weak and to make us strong, because God's grace is sufficient in all that we do. Amen? God's grace is sufficient in all that we do.
Amen.
And we trust God in that. We believe him, we trust him, and we learn to stay the course, to be steadfast and unmovable in the work that God called and commands to do in our life. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 46:7. Psalm 46:7. 4-6-7. Let's start with 4-6-2, excuse me. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and swelling thereof, Shelah, there is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. 6. The heathen raged. The kingdom were moved. He uttered his voice. He uttered his voice. Excuse me. The earth melted. Verse number 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Shelah. Amen.
Amen.
God came forth for his people. He cared about the righteous. Amen. And the unrighteous. That's what Jesus came for. He delivered the righteous in times of trouble. Praise God. Ain't you glad that God delivered you in times of trouble?
Yes.
In time of doubt, in time of unbelief, in time that different things in your life occur, God is right there in the midst when you need him the most. Amen?
Yes.
God is merciful towards the righteous in all time, in our time of need. Amen?
Yes.
And that's such a blessing to us that we can trust in God. And whatever happens in our life, we can trust in the word of God as the truth to us. We can trust in God being true to who he is. Amen?
Yes.
And whatever circumstance is in life, God can come through for us at all times.
Amen.
And we thank God for being who he is. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, our Lord, our provider. Amen. God keeps us and he preserves us in time of adversity in our life. And what we're going through, given life circumstances, or with our family, friends, and loved ones, different things happen with our children, God is there in the midst of what's taking place. He knows our hearts, he knows our mind, he knows our spirit. He keeps us comfort from the comfortless. He keeps us strengthened. Let me lose our sight and lose our focus sometimes. He was right there in the midst of all of that to keep us strong, to keep us steadfast, and knowing that God is faithful in all that we do. Amen?
Amen.
God is faithful in all that we do. Turn to Psalms 4. Psalms 4 and 1. Psalms 4 and 1. We're going to go to Psalms for a little while here. Psalms 4 and verse 1. The Psalm of David. David after God, a man after God's own heart. David knew about God. He was a young boy. You see the giant.
Yes.
And he made the victory in his life. He became a young man. God was there with him through it all. Amen. Psalms 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Sometimes we get distressed sometimes. Sometimes we have to be disturbed sometimes. There were times they were disturbed, but you learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
Sometimes we got to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord, learn how to encourage our brother and our sister in this Christian walk, from time to time. We learn how to encourage one another, not tear and break one another down, but learn how to encourage and build one another up in the most holy faith. Amen? Build each other up to strengthen one another. And Jesus told Peter, when you are fully converted, when you are fully strengthened, he told him to strengthen his brother. Amen. He told him to feed the lamb, feed the sheep. And strengthen them when they fall, when they falter. Then they give them strength to continue on. Amen. Get back up. Dust out the dirt off your feet, off your clothes, and get back up and continue on the journey of life. Amen. That's what Paul did time and time again. The Psalms 4 and verse 3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. So what? But know that the Lord has set apart him or her that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. What does that mean? What mean the Lord will hear when I call unto you? When you cry unto the Lord in your prayer and your supplication, amen. God said, I will hear when you cry unto me. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I hear your cry in late in the midnight hour. When you lay on your bed and tears roll down your face. God said, I hear. I know your heart. I know your cry. Amen. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows what you're all about. He said, I'm right there with you. What you're going through, I'll be there with you. I will hold your hand to the end. and back again. God said, I let you know that I'm the God that will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what you're going through. I care for you. I love you. Amen. And I die for you that you may have life, life everlasting through Jesus Christ. And God said, you are the one that I came for. You are the one that I died for. Amen.
Amen.
You are the one that I died for and I care for. Amen. And God wants you to know he's with you right there. No matter what you're going through, he's right there with you. He's faithful to the end. Amen. To the very end. Do you know a good God for bad times? A good God for bad times. Amen.
Yeah.
Psalm 37. He talked about the word of God through and through. He talked about how good God is in bad times. No matter what you're going through, he'd be right there from the beginning to the end. And then he was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then he was with Joseph in the pit. And Joseph in the, when he went to the slave, the soul of slavery. And Joseph, he was in prison. So he did no wrong, but falsely accused in prison. God was with him to the end. There was promotion. He promoted Joseph from the prison, out of the prison. So God can do anything, but God cannot fail.
Amen.
Amen. God cannot lie. Go ahead and read that, Psalms 37, verse 23 to 24. Psalms 37, verse 23 to 24.
The steps of a good man.
Or a good woman.
Are ordered by the Lord.
By who? By man?
Ordered by the Lord.
By the Lord.
And he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand.
Uh-huh.
I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Hold on, 28.
He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. Verse 28. For the Lord loveth
mm-hmm.
judgment, forsake and forsaketh not his saints.
Forsaketh not his saints.
They are preserved forever.
For how long?
Forever.
For how long?
Forever.
Forever.
But the seed of the wicked,
God take care of them too,
shall be cut off.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. So the step of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
And he delighted in his ways. Amen. So he, by following the ways of God, by obeying God's commandment, by obeying God's statute, by obeying God's word, amen, those things God can. God say, I will order yourself, amen. Those that trust in me, I will order yourself, I will provide for them. I will give them a good future. I will look out for them. I will give them abundant life. Jesus, I come, you may have life having more abundantly. That life continues to increase and grow and develop even greater than ever before. So God got all the abundance for his people, for his saints, for his children, for the born-again believer, amen. They all these benefits they have, you can't even name them all. You can't name all the benefits of God. You know, it's in the word. From Genesis to Revelation, for the benefit of God, yeah, yeah, amen. You continue to expand ONC, God continues to expand our territory. You continue to trust and believe and obey his word and all that we do, amen.
Amen.
God forever merciful toward the righteous and in time of need, amen. He all our steps, he direct our path, and he know our future. He yeah, had desire for us, according to Jeremiah 29:11. God has a future, has desire, a plan for our life. We do what he called, commands us to do, according to the things of God, things of Christ. Power point number three, a good God for bad times. Is the title, a good God for bad times. Power point number three, something to see. What are you talking about, Pastor? Something to see. Behold the works of the Lord. Go to Psalm 46:8. Psalm 46:8. What are you talking about, Pastor? Now, let's see what the word of God says. The word of God is powerful right by itself. When it's teachable, strengthening to. You never lose your power. Amen. Psalm 46:8.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
What desolations he hath made in the earth.
Good man.
He maketh wars to cease.
That's God.
Unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire.
Amen. Go ahead.
Be still and know that I am God.
Jacob, God Abraham, God Isaac. He's a generational God. God all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God in our life. Thank God back then. Thank God today. Thank God Almighty. Amen. Thank God. Thank God that Jehovah Jireh. Thank God that our Lord, our provider. Thank God that God, all knowing, all powerful God, Jehovah. Amen. I thank God today. Thank God back then. Our Heavenly Father, amen, the same God Almighty, the same God Elohim, the same God of Israel, amen, thank God in you, the same God in me, the same God that within, the same God of hope, the same God of strength, the same God that is true, the same God that forgive, the same God of my salvation, the same God of King of the King, and Lord of the Lord, the same God of glory, the same God, amen,
amen.
The care for you and the care for me, the same God, something to see. But how can you see if you don't know him? You got to know Jesus, that we've seen Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's how you know God. That's how you come to his benefit. That's how you come into his presence, amen.
Mm-hmm.
By believing, by trusting him, you become a born-again believer of the things of God, the things of Christ, amen.
Amen.
How can you taste and see that the Lord is good? You have not experienced him at all. You got to experience and know him first to be able to taste something. You got to experience it. Sometimes you can smell it, you can sense it, but the sense of the smell is not the same as the sense of taste. They're not identical, they're different. Taste and smell are two different senses. Amen?
Amen.
Same thing here. I hear them not the same as taste or what we smell. It's different than that by God's design. So how can you taste and see that the Lord is good? Unless you experience, you know without a doubt, you know him yourself, knowing Jesus through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Then you can be born again to God, into the family of God, into the things of God, into God's people and God's word. Then you become a partaker of the trueness of God, who he is, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Think about it. They talk about some of the goodness of God. Psalm 31:19. They talk about some of the goodness of God. Oh, man, we can talk forever about that. We're going to talk for a little while about the goodness of our Heavenly Father, amen, the goodness of God. Psalm 31:19, just to share the word tonight, just sharing the word on tonight to the people of God. Psalm 31:19.
Amen. Oh, how great.
Oh, my God.
Is thy goodness.
Uh-huh.
Which thou hast laid up for them that fear him.
For them that what?
Those that fear
that
him.
That fear thee. Reverence God. Go ahead. Respect. Go ahead.
Which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men.
Continue.
Thou shalt hide them,
mm-hmm,
in the secret of thy presence.
In the secret of thy presence. Oh, my God.
Amen. From the pride of men.
Uh-huh. The pride of who?
Pride of men.
Pride of men. Pride coming for a fall. Go ahead.
Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues.
Oh, read that again. The God will do what now?
He shall keep them.
He shall keep them.
Secretly. In the pavilion.
God knows how to keep you. He said he knows what's going on in your life. He knows how to keep you, preserve you, protect you from certain things that are going on in life. Certain things. He knows how to protect you from certain things and keep the enemy from trying to, enemy can't devour you. Go ahead.
It says, verse 21,
mm-hmm,
blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness.
Marvelous kindness.
In a strong city.
My God, my God, my God, my God.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. Didn't go down here to 23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful.
Yes.
God know about your faithfulness in him. Amen. And plentifully rewarded the proud doer. Yeah, you were talking about some doer a while back about the proud doer. Be of good courage.
Mm-hmm.
God, be strong. Be of good courage. I got you covered. I got you covered inside out. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart.
Amen. Amen.
All ye that hope in the Lord.
Amen.
Keep your hope alive in Christ. Keep your hope alive in the things of God. Keep your hope alive in the word of God. Keep your hope alive. Don't faint. Amen. Don't faint. Keep your hope alive. Be steadfast in him. No matter what you're going through, no matter what happened in your life, be ye steadfast in the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
God will continue to bring you out in victory. You know, God promised a victory in Christ Jesus. He always calls you to trust in Christ. Amen. Jesus always paid the price.
Yes,
amen. The victory has always been won already. You are already victorious. Amen.
Amen.
He did pay, brought it paid for you already. So keep your trust in God. Psalm 107. Psalm 107. We're going to talk about some of the goodness of God. Psalm 107. Talk about some of the goodness of God. We're going to talk all day about the goodness of God. We're just going to share some of that today. The goodness of God. A good God for bad times. You need to know, you should always know about the goodness of God in your life and your family and so forth. My grandparents, my mother, they're sharing the goodness of God to us and to our family and generational. Go ahead. Psalm 107, chapter verse 8.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Sacrifice and praise. Go ahead.
For his goodness.
For what?
His goodness.
His what?
His goodness.
His goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
And his wonderful works.
Hallelujah. His wonderful works.
To the children of men.
No. To kings of kings? To kings?
No, to children of men. To us.
To CEOs?
To children of men.
So, okay, go to verse, amen, please. Go to verse 15.
All that men.
Here we go again.
Would praise the
Lord. Oh, that men would praise, my goodness.
For his goodness.
Yes.
And for his wonderful work to the children of men.
Here we go again. Oh, there was praise in 21.
He sent his word, all that men would praise the Lord. Verse 21 is repeated again.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord prayed for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men.
Verse 19. Mm-hmm.
Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And go to 21.
Oh, that men would praise
my God,
for his goodness.
For what?
And for his goodness.
For his goodness. Has God been good
for
to you?
For his wonderful work.
Has God been good to you?
Yes, he has.
Amen, amen.
To the children of men.
To the children of men. To the children of men. To the child of God. Amen. To the born-again believer. To those that have been faithful to God. Amen.
Amen.
To those that have been faithful in all to do to the work of God, the work of the kingdom. Amen. To the faith of God. Psalm 116. Why do I love the Lord? Go to Psalm 116. Why do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Why do you love the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Why do you love the Lord? Because salvation, because what Jesus done for you on the cross? Yes, because salvation, because grace of God. Amen. We are saved by grace, not of ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. It's your boat. Psalm 116, go to verse 1.
I love the Lord.
Down to 8.
Because he has heard my voice and my supplication.
And my supplication. Yes, he has.
Amen. Because he has inclined his ear unto me.
Hold on. God has an ear? Could he do what now?
Because he has inclined
God Almighty.
His ear.
He said, high, but look low. Where?
Oh, yes. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Hallelujah.
Now, how soon you call upon him? You need to get a cell phone? What do you need to do? Say, I need to get my laptop? What do I need to do? Got app? I need to get an app for God? What do I need to do?
Yes. Call on his name.
With your mouth and your tongue.
Amen.
Call death in that tongue. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the Lord with your mouth. Amen.
Yes.
With your mouth.
Amen.
Amen. With your feet, with your voice. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Then, verse 8.
Go down to 8.
Verse
8? No, go all the way down from 1 to 8.
Okay. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell beheld got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow.
Uh-huh.
Then I called upon the name of the Lord.
My God.
O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death.
From what? From death.
From death.
Amen.
Mine eyes from tears.
My God.
And my feet from falling.
Go down now.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen. Land of the living. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You thank God for his word. Amen. You got to take and see for yourself that the Lord is good. Amen. The goodness of the Lord. Amen. You can go on and on. In the Bible, talking about the goodness of the Lord from Genesis to Revelation, talking about how good God is. Amen. For Genesis, the goodness of the Lord and in our life, it should enrich our life, it should strengthen our life, it should help us to grow in Christ, the things of God, the goodness of God, the goodness of God in our life, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, our life should grow, should increase, should develop spiritually. Amen?
Amen.
It should grow, it should start growing. You take a slice of bread, put it out on the table, then leave it there, day in, day out. You may start changing the color, you may start smelling, but it can't be no use to anyone. You have to dispose and throw it away. But with the spiritual life, spiritual walk, we have to grow and to develop in the things of God, the things of Christ. They have God, they have a God design, not man design. God designed for you to grow and to develop in him. From glory to glory, we're changing from glory to glory, from day to day. Amen. Our daily bread,
yes.
That I want to be fed. Our daily bread, you want to be fed the word of God each and every day. Amen. No matter how you get it, through an app, through your laptop, through your phone, through whatever came to your. Where it's you may have the Bible, the Holy Word of God, wherever you take, get fed the Word of God, your spirit, and your heart. Amen.
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 It shall not come out void. That word is powerful, true, and continues to grow and develop you like never before.
It is life.
It is life to you. I mean, from the life giver itself.
Yes.
There is strength in solitude. Matthew 14:23. How you know this? Well, the Word of God says so. And also Jesus, you know, so that what Jesus did as well, amen. He had to take time out to go to a solitude to before God.
Yes.
Matthew 14:23.
Uh-huh. And when he had sent the multitudes away,
Jesus was preaching, and he fed 5,000 and so forth, all the people around the time and so forth. So you know what was going on in the time, you know what was happening in the time, how that take place. Go ahead.
He went up into a mountain apart to pray.
Hold on. Look at this. He sent people away after he got fed everything. He gave them the word. He took time to go up to a location, go up to speak to God, and his location, you to go apart to what?
To pray.
To pray.
Mm-hmm.
To pray to our Heavenly Father, to pray our Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Amen. And when the evening was come,
you
he was there alone.
He was there alone with God. So Jesus had solitude with God. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
solitude with our Lord and Savior. Solitude with his Heavenly Father.
Amen.
As his Father.
Yes.
Solitude,
yes.
We need that from time to time.
Yes.
Solitude allows us to walk, to reflect on the thing of God. Also allows us to replenish in our
yes.
strength, in our body, mind, and spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to reflect what God's done in our life, what God's doing in our life from day to day. Also allows us to restore, to strengthen us, to replenish us, as well to continue on this journey of life, the journey that God have called, command on our life to do. Amen?
Yes.
So that's important for us. Important for your spiritual health and your physical health.
That's right.
Amen? For your spiritual health and your physical health, that's very important.
Yes.
Solitude helps us to heal our broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
Solitude helps to heal our broken heart.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes some things get heavy on us, heavy on our shoulders. Sometimes we need that to get ready for a while, that God can comfort and then strengthen us to heal us in certain areas of our life, to strengthen us, to restore us, to even go even further for what he called commands to do. Amen. Solitude strengthens us for the task ahead, for the work of the kingdom. Amen. For the work of the kingdom that God called us to do, and children and child of God. All that is great important for your spiritual health and for your physical health. That's
amen.
Important, amen.
Amen.
The title is A Good God for a Bad Time. A Good God for a Bad Time. PowerPoint number 4. You can close this one up. PowerPoint number 4. Something to praise about. What? Something to praise about. The exaltation of God, amen. Something to praise about. Let's go to Psalms. You read it already. Psalms 46:7. Read that again, please. Psalm 46:7.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Psalms 46:7.
Uh huh.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
Mm-hmm.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
Selah.
Selah. That's it. Amen.
Amen.
Then God cannot be found in the midst of the frenzy, silence, and stillness are needed to hear him. I say, when God cannot be found in the midst of frenzy of life, amen, silence and stillness are needed to hear him. Sometimes God wants us to be still and hear his voice and know the presence of God. Jesus didn't go out to solitude to hear, to pray unto God. He knew that stillness away for the people to say, he sent a multitude away. He needed to get away to talk to your heavenly Father. Sometimes throughout the midst of what we're going through, our daily routine, during the circumstance, or on the job, in our home, in our marriage, with one another, but still keep your marriage, keep your relationship intact. But sometimes you need that stillness to still wait for, like that silence, to hear the voice of God, to hear the word of God, to know the spirit of God. It might have been the whirlwind, but it might be in that still, small voice. Amen?
Amen.
God wants to talk to you. He wants to communicate with us. He wants to comfort our heart and mind. He wants to know that he's there with us. Amen? So sometimes you need to steal away. Amen? So the silent time. And hear the voice of God. Hear the presence of God. Amen? So for his children, may know that he is present. He wants the children to know that I'm here. I'm there with him. What you going through? What's happening? Big, little, small, medium, or whatever. Supersize it. God said, I'm there with my children. To let them know my presence is there. Amen? I'm here with you. I got a plan for you. I got a plan for your future. I got a plan for your life each and every day. He's the Lord of hosts.
Yeah.
In Hebrew, that means the Lord of Sabbath, the Lord of the angels, amen, of God, the Lord of the hosts of heaven, amen. Heavenly hosts, you might hear that terminology from time to time. There is not just one angel present. The Lord of all the angels is present with us, amen. A cloud of witnesses, the word of God in Hebrew says, we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Emmanuel is with us. Emmanuel is with us. Amen. God is with us no matter what's going on, what's taking place in our life. God is with us. We say, never leave nor forsake us. Psalm 47.
Amen.
Psalm 47. Let's turn to Psalm 47. Okay. Trusting God leads not to your own understanding. Going from 1 through 9. Psalm 47.
Oh, clap your hands, all you people.
Don't you praise about? Go ahead.
Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
A voice of what?
Triumph.
Triumph, amen, in Christ.
For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth.
No, James, United States?
No, over all
the earth. James, Europe? United Kingdom?
Over all
the earth. Russia? Africa?
Over
Australia?
All the earth.
The North Pole, South Pole?
All the earth.
Ireland? South America, North America, Central America?
Yes, he is.
Come on now. What are you saying? The word say?
That he's the
king. He's the
king
of all the earth.
That's right.
Where?
He shall subdue the people.
My God.
Under us.
Yes, he will.
And the nations under our feet.
My God, my God.
He shall choose our inheritance for us.
We got some inheritance. Amen.
The excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah.
Hallelujah.
God is gone up with a shout.
With a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Blow the trumpet.
Sing praises to God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Sing praises. Sing praises unto our God. Sing praises. For God is the king of all the earth.
Hold on. For the earth.
Oh, he's king of all the
Some
earth.
Some of the earth.
All the
all
earth.
All the earth.
Amen.
Amen. All the earth. Go ahead.
Sing praises
praise God.
Understanding.
With understanding.
God reigneth over the heathen.
Over who?
He reigneth
over. Don't worry about the heathen. God got that covered. He's going to take care of the heathen.
God sitteth upon the throne.
Amen, too. Amen.
Of his holiness.
Oh, he's holding that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The princes of the people are gathered together.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people of the God of Abraham.
Praise God. Isaac and Jacob. Go ahead.
For the shields of the earth belong unto God.
Oh, my goodness.
He is
greatly
exalted.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Greatly exalted. Praise God. Ain't got something to pray about? Your life to be alive, be living. You see another year, 2020. You got something to pray about. Count your blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Count your blessing. You got something to praise God about.
Yes.
You got something to praise to be alive, be living. No, the way God can bless you, the hands you do, whatever work in your life, you got something to praise God about. Amen.
Amen.
Something to praise God about. He's present in your life. Amen. You got something to praise God about. Amen. God's good all the time. You said that God's good when?
All
the time. Not sometimes, not half time, not part time. All the time. Amen. All the time.
Amen.
Angels in heaven are supposed to rejoice and say hallelujah, holy, holy, all the time. They're doing that. All the time, heaven above. We should be doing that here on this earth as well, to the glory of our heavenly Father, to the glory of God. Amen. Something to pray about. Amen. Something to give God praise about in our life and what God has done for us then and here and back again, our heavenly Father. Amen. To God be all the glory. Something to praise God about. I know you've done something in your life. I know you've done many things in my life. You got something to praise God about. Amen. The word, the point of power tonight, the word for tonight is a good God for bad times. Top one, number one, something to know. Top one, number two, something to believe. Top one, number three, something to see. Top one, number four, something to praise about. A good God for bad times. Learn to trust in God. Amen. Learn to trust Him at all times, not sometimes. Trust in God at all times. 365 days out of the year. Learn to trust in Him. Learn to trust in His word. You think here. Learn to trust in His word. Learn to trust in God and obey the word. Obey God. And God, He will reveal Himself to you every time. He's saying, the God, our Heavenly Father, God today. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that word. Thank God for another thing, that footprint.
Praise God. Praise God.
Footprint.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to close with the word of footprint. Amen. The point of footprint tonight. Go ahead.
Footprints in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
One night, I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One night, I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand.
Hallelujah.
I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest time, there was only one set of footprints.
My God.
This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you.
Amen.
Never, ever, during your trials and testing, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Footprints in the sand. Oh, we thank God for this powerful word tonight. A good God for bad times. And we need to keep in mind that through our trials and tribulations, we serve a God that is good. And He is good, as Pastor Jasper shared, not some of the time. And as His word states, He is good all the time. And a good God for bad times is something certainly that we must know, because it will help to keep us. It will help to sustain us. It will help to refresh us. As long as we know, we don't have to guess. We need to know that we have a good God for bad times. It is also something that we must believe, and we believe this by faith, that we serve a good God for bad times.
Amen.
Again, the PowerPoint, as he said, the third one, a good God for bad times, is something that we must see. It's not something that God hides from us. God is good, and he is good in good times and in challenging times. He is good in good times, and he is good in bad times. Psalms 34 and 8 tells us to taste and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, yes, he is it is something to see that we serve a good God for bad times. And this is most certainly something to praise God about. Oh, yes, it is. Because when we go through our difficulties, when we go through our challenges, just knowing that we have a God that is there to keep us, that is something to praise about. So we give God praise and honor and glory for the word tonight. Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and open the line, the opportunities for the lines to open up. If you know that your God is a good God for good times, and he is a good God also for bad times, and you'd like to be able to share that, just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. The word of God teaches us that others are won by our testimony. If you know him to be a good God, even during difficult times, and you have a testimony to that, we'd love to hear it. So if you just simply press 1 on your dial pad, we will dispatch you within the studio. Tonight, we're talking about a good God for bad times, praise God. Is there one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we right now don't see that anybody has dispatched into the studio, but I can share for sure my own testimony and just a briefly of letting you know that, yes, we have a good God that is sufficient. The word of God teaches us that he is a God that is sufficient in season and out of season. No matter what you may be going through, no matter what the difficulty may be, it could be a financial challenge, it could be a health challenge, it could be a relational challenge.
Amen.
But God, his grace is more than sufficient for anything that you're dealing with. And his mercy
Amen.
Are renewed every morning. And
God.
His mercies are everlasting.
Amen.
So we just give God all praise and all honor and all glory. Get into the word of God. That's the one of the main things that when you're going through difficulties,
Amen.
You need to be fed spiritually. That's the time when you don't run from God. You don't go away from him, but you draw nigh to him.
Amen.
You draw nigh to him
yes.
as
yes.
because God is your refuge, as Pastor Day shared earlier, and your strength. He's a very present help, a very present, and present means right here, right now, right here, right now. He's not only help that helped you yesterday. He's not only help that will help you tomorrow. He is a very present help in the time of trouble.
Amen.
So we thank God for that.
Right there in your mouth, you can just speak it.
Oh, yes.
God will respond. Just use that tongue that he gave you.
Amen.
In your mouth, you to speak and talk to God, to pray before the present. Amen. And God will answer.
Oh, yes,
Amen.
He will.
He will answer.
Yes, he will. He's a God that is never too busy. Praise God, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. He's there to hear your and answer your prayers at any time.
We're just in prayer, amen.
Well, we thank God for the word that has gone forth tonight. We are going to go ahead and close out this broadcast in prayer. We want to take a moment also and lift up the family of Kobe Bryant.
Yes, amen.
And pray for them because they need the strength and the presence. presence of God right
yes,
now
yes.
during this time of loss. And so, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord God, we just lift up the family of Kobe Bryant, Father
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will be that balm in Gilead, Lord God, that will go forth and bring comfort, Lord, to them during their time of bereavement, Father. We know, Lord God, that you are a God that is more than sufficient, Heavenly Father,
yes.
in every situation or circumstance.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we lift up every family again that's represented tonight on this broadcast. We pray, Lord God, for a fresh anointing upon each and every man, each and every woman, each and every child, Heavenly Father, that's represented by each and every family,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes,
you, Lord God, just go forth
yes,
meeting them at their point of need, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Father God. And we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask these things in no other name but the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go forth and have an awesome week. And to God be all the glory. Have a great night. We love you.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath.